they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest is a 29-year veteran of serving in the Chicago suburb areas as a police officer. Started as a police dispatcher at age 17. Obviously had a passion to be in law enforcement. And now serving as a spokesman for the National Police Association. Betsy Brantner Smith left the force as sergeant, so we'll call her Sergeant Smith again. Glad to have you on board.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Always love to talk to you.
Well, I tell you what, before we get into defunding police and how it's been changing across the face of the nation and what it means to the officers, we were discussing a case that's underway in St. Louis where the Missouri Attorney General has filed to oust the District Attorney of St. Louis because a man who had been on basically a monitor and had violated it 30 plus times, still out on the street, then causes a wreck and a young girl visiting St. Louis loses both legs. The point being here is that the district attorney is one of those funded by George Soros. And what is your view of the National Police Association of George Soros when he brings his dollars in on campaigns for district attorneys?
Well, I think you can look at what Kim Gardner has done to the St. Louis area there. I train fairly regularly at the St. Louis Police Academy there, at the County Police Academy. And when of course, St. Louis just lost their crown as the homicide capital of the world, or the country, I should say, to New Orleans. But when you've got a George Soros installed DA like Kim Gardner, like we had in Cook County, Illinois, like there is in Seattle and Portland. And of course, we have George Gascon
in Chicago.
Lord Mayor Fox in Chicago. Yeah. Right. this is what George Soros and his Open Society want. They want to create chaos. They want the police defunded. They want these woke DAs. I mean, look at Larry Krasner in Philadelphia and look what's happening there. The National Police Association stands strong against bringing any sort of woke policies into the criminal justice system. And I would encourage people to go to our website, nationalpolice.org, and take a look at our wall of shame. And look at the judges and the prosecutors there that allow criminals to commit crimes unfettered. We have got to stop with this pro-criminal justice system.
Let me ask you. You said a moment ago that Soros wants his chaos. He wants it to. Why?
Well, because when people are afraid, they're not free. And he wants to create chaos in our American society so that the progressives can come in and look as though they are taking control of the criminals, which they won't be.
No, the criminals are the victims in their mind. Before we continue down some of the other stats and everything, what's your reaction to Mayor Eric Adams, New York City, just yesterday was talking about, or maybe the day before, talking about how our crime rate is so much better than the state of Florida, pointing out that we have 8.5 million residents in our city, and our crime rate is about 5.4 for 100,000. And the state of Florida is maybe 7 per 100,000. Now, he's breaking in to 100,000. But Florida has 21 million residents. So does that make sense to you to say, well, New York City is safer than the state of Florida?
No, and as a matter of fact, the state of Florida right now has the lowest crime rate that they have had in 50 years. You know, here's the problem is Eric Adams is mad because just the same way Lori Lightfoot's mad, because Ron DeSantis has been on this pro-police media and speaking tour, and they're angry about it. Eric Adams has been such a disappointment, quite frankly. You know, he was a police officer, and we had hopes that he was going to do everything he could to support the NYPD and to support the citizens of New York City to get that crime rate reduced.
So, and what are you hearing from the officers on the beat in New York City?
Oh, gosh, I have lots of friends on the NYPD. They're incredibly frustrated. And that's one of the reasons that Eric Adams has got to slam Florida is because a lot of his police officers are leaving NYPD and they're going to Florida where, yes, they get less pay, but they can own nicer homes. Their families go to good schools and they don't have to worry about being constantly victimized. You know, I train a lot in Florida and the cops down there, they're pretty happy. They've gotten bonuses. They get governmental support from leadership there, you know, far beyond DeSantis. It's a great place to be a cop. And Eric Adams knows he's losing cops.
So let me get into
places like Florida.
Again, we're listening to Sergeant Betsy Brantner Smith, retired from the police now, but heads up in a spokeswoman, I should say, for the National Police Association. And I want to tell you now, before we get wrapped up and get too tight to say it, you can be reached by your personal website, femaleforce.com, or forces, femaleforces.com. Now, is that correct?
It is. But I would encourage people to go to nationalpolice.org and see everything that we do.
All right, very good. Now, Political Fact was pointing out the other day about cities reversing course on defunding police. I'm a native Texan, born in Austin, and I am disheartened to no end to watch my state and certain segments, especially Austin, go not just purple but blue, and this was pointed out in Political Fact. Officials cut about one-third of the police department's fiscal 21 budget, but by fiscal 2022, the city budget included a record $442 million for police. Funding increased even more this year. What, did they wake up or what?
Well, as you've seen what's happening in Austin, remember Austin, a lot of people don't know that Austin was really the first police department that got truly defunded after the death of George Floyd. And what has happened in Austin since is a disaster. And they, you know, they had terrible riots there after the death of George Floyd that they were really not prepared for. And now, just in this last weekend, they had these street racers, they had riots. We had a cop get hurt. And what's happening, again, this goes back to those woke DAs. You've got a DA in Travis County who wants to spend more time indicting police officers than he does really paying attention to what's happening in the city of Austin. And I think the city of Austin is getting tired of it.
I certainly hope so. But, of course, it's not just the DAs. He's funding some of the leftist politicians that will be in position to take the votes and to either fund or defund. But after you said, after they began to see, and I've said before, I think it's about time the woke be put to sleep. But with that in mind, I'm looking at a piece here that how it's been going in Seattle, and the mayor is now pushing for increased police presence. He said we need immediate action, innovation, respond to our public safety. Seattle saw a 4% rise in crime last year. We need more officers to address our staffing crisis. Every city, as you said, has already had a shortening of numbers of officers to come in. And then when you are getting them, they're not the best qualified, but you have to take them. You need the bodies.
Well, that's a problem. We do have a recruiting and a retention crisis in law enforcement. And when you look at Seattle, you know, if you're an adult victim of a sex crime right now, there's a good chance there's not going to be a detective available to be assigned. And, you know, they're trying to refund their police department in Seattle, but they just had to spend $3.6 million to give it to the business owners in the Chop Chaz zone, you know, if you recall that post-George Floyd.
Right.
You know, because those folks lost so much money. Many of them lost their businesses. The city had to pay for that. So they're in a world of hurt in Seattle, as they are in other Democrat-run cities around the nation.
And to that point again, I mean, I back the blue. I mean, there are, if you're going to put on that badge, you're making yourself an automatic target nowadays. Man, woman, I don't care if your gender. I don't care about your, and there are only two genders, but I don't care about your sexual preference, your color, anything else, if you're there for law enforcement. But their morale has been so bad. I've heard officers say, and then reference one in Chicago, that normally if I see a guy with a gun hanging out of his waist, I'd chase him down and take it. So now I just walk away. Why do I want to get involved when I might end up being put in the court and under charges?
Well, and you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things we're seeing. I was just in the city of Chicago yesterday, and you know, they keep having more and more restrictive policies. Oh, police can't pursue, you know, in a vehicle. They can't foot pursue. All these things. And unfortunately, it's the citizens of the city of Chicago who are paying the price, and a lot of them are paying with their lives.
And most of them are the most vulnerable areas to begin with. So it's not helping the people that Soros claims they are. The other point being in the sense that these officers, even if they do their very best job, it's an instantaneous decision. You train officers. You had 30 plus years in the force. You know it's a split second decision. But there is that common saying that I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And that's what goes through every police officer's mind when they are forced to, you know, use deadly force against somebody.
So what do you think about the idea that someone said, well, you don't have to carry your gun all the time, leave it in the car, because in many cases you never use it anyway. And then maybe we should just send social workers into domestic dispute cases. I mean, they're just a domestic dispute. You know how those escalate.
Well, and that, you know, a domestic dispute is one of the most dangerous calls that a police officer can go to. And you can go to the wall in D.C. and you can see all the police officers' names there, you know, who died in the line of duty, who were just going to a domestic. Look, we love police social workers. It's a, you know, I have been working with police social workers since 1980. It's a fantastic program, but you can't send unarmed social workers into situations to get slaughtered. You know what would be the perfect patrol vehicle? Would be a police officer and a social worker in every single patrol vehicle in this nation. But nobody wants to pay for that.
No.
Because, you know, and so nobody thinks about that when they say, oh, let's just send social workers. What they're trying to do is disarm American law enforcement and allow the criminals to run the streets. But the American public's not going to put up with it.
I don't think so either. I want to thank you very much for your time, Sergeant Betsy Bratton or Smith, NationalPoliceAssociation.org. We will do it again. I certainly appreciate not only your remarks, but your enthusiasm and your passion. It shows.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.